Gentlemen, we are now on page 10, line 10. 10-10 wins. Dun, 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 dun. 10-10 wins. You give them 22 minutes, they give you the world. I never gave them 22 minutes. I didn't believe they can give me the world. Anyway, on page 10, line 10, we read a very interesting blessing. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenatan Torah La'amo Yisrael Baruch Hu. Blessed be you, God. Blessed God who gives us the Torah. Blessed be you, God. According to most commentaries, these words on page 10, on line 10, in the beginning of line 11, is the bracha on the Torah. Before we do a mitzvah, we usually make a bracha, right? What do we do before we shake a lulav? Asher kisham tov tzivanu, al nitilat lulav. What do we do before we blow the shofar?
This is what Rabbi Elul says.
He says something, that's not it. Anyway, what do we do before we put on tefillin? We make a bracha before we shake a lulav, before we blow shofar, before we eat matzah. We always make a bracha. So indeed, every single morning, before we're going to learn Torah throughout the day, because after all, in the lunch break, Erwin's going on the internet, he's going to surf some Torah sites. So is Jason and other people. What do we make? We make a bracha. Asher kidishanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'atzok v'divrei Torah. We should be busy with the Torah. And that bracha covers all your Torah learning throughout the day. So how come, my dear friends, do we make a separate, special bracha on the Seder night? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Shantan Torah Lamo Yisrael Baruch Hu. Why do we make a special bracha on the Torah learning that we're going to do during the course of the Seder? Does anyone know? Why is this particular learning not covered by the bracha in the morning?
This night is different than
every other night. That is correct. And you're getting to the answer. Now think a second. When else do we make a bracha on a Torah reading, even though we already made a bracha in the morning? Don't think too hard. Think just a few minutes ago. Today is Thursday morning.
Right.
Before Terry got Aliyah as the Kohen. So for us to fulfill the commandment of Vikidashto, we have to sanctify the Kohen, give him the first Aliyah. What did Terry say? Baruch Hu Hashem Amvarach. We all answer, Baruch Hu Amvarach Lam Vaed. And then he answered again. Then he said, Baruch Hu Hashem Echolam Hashem, Baruch Hu Amvarach Lam Vaed, Baruch Hu Hashem Echolam Torah. And then we read the Torah. Why do we make a separate bracha? Why isn't the bracha that Terry made in the morning enough to cover the Torah reading? The answer is, the Torah reading, as opposed to Torah learning all day, is not up to you. All day when you want to learn Torah, you can surf any site you want on the internet. You can open up any book you want. It's up to you. It's optional. Whatever you want to learn, you just have to learn. But what you learn, the subject matter, it's up to you. Correct? But when you come to the Torah reading on Thursday morning, April 7th, you have to read the Torah portion of Tazriah. You have to read a specific Torah portion. It's not up to you. Every time we read a specific Torah portion, it's not up to us. It's no longer optional. We make a special blessing. At the Seder night, can we just learn anything we want? Can we begin the Seder night and learn the laws of kosher foods? No, we have to learn the story of the emergence of Egypt. Do you remember how the story has to be told? Question and answer format. It has to begin with calamity and end with praise. There's many different aspects of it that makes it non-optional. The minute it's non-optional, you have to make a special blessing. And that's why we make a special blessing at this point. We're about to learn. Much of the Seder is a lot of Torah laws. And we have to learn it on the Seder night. We have no option to learn something else. And therefore, the bracha in the morning, which is a bracha we chant on any learning we learn, which is subjective to what we want to learn, that bracha does not suffice for this Seder night. Right after we say this bracha, what do we say? Keneged arba banim divrei Torah. The Torah speaks of four different children. The wise one, the wicked one, the maybe Tom is a good one, a naive one, and the one doesn't know how to speak. Now what's the connection to what we just said? We just made a bracha, as we explained, that basically says, you have a specific obligation on this night to learn a specific area of Torah, so that necessitates a specific bracha. Now, continuing on that theme, you have a specific obligation to teach Torah to the next generation. And here comes the punchline. Whether it is convenient or not. Whether it's within your realm or not. The Torah is not something which you can go ahead and say,
hey, I don't feel like teaching this kid. He's a wicked kid. If we have an obligation to teach Torah, then it's no different than shaking lulav. I have to shake lulav, and so do you. So too, with regard to learning Torah. The Torah is not just for the wise, not just for those that want to learn, it's for everyone. Now you, as a teacher, have to go ahead and think very hard. Hey, how do I do it? There's going to be four different lesson plans here, one for each kind of kid. But just like on this night, you have no option to learn about the laws of lending and borrowing money. You have to learn about the laws of Pesach. So too, in the realm of teaching Torah in general, you have an obligation to teach everybody, regardless of their religious level, their intellectual level, or any other level. That's the connection, the interconnection between the four sons and what we just said about the bracha, Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu.
The Torah, as opposed to other disciplines in the world, cannot be withheld from people just because they have disabilities. Either their disabilities are physical, sometimes the disabilities are emotional, sometimes the disabilities are intellectual, like learning disabled students and whatnot. And finally, their disabilities could be those of not wanting to know anything about their faith. They just want to throw it off. They don't want to come to Hebrew school. They don't want to practice Judaism. They don't want to be called a Jew. They want to hide their names. Whatever it might be, you do not have a right to hide Judaism from them. Or if I can paraphrase it better, what right do we have to give up on a single Jew? And that's what the Haggadah is teaching.